This is the Grant and Jimmy podcast. Here's Grant and Jimmy.
There was this thread online that went viral, and it was all about the things that people have cut out of their grocery shopping because of how expensive everything is. I thought we could get into that, if there's anything you've kind of cut out of your groceries. It's interesting to hear what people will sacrifice, right, when it gets a little too expensive. I think the one thing we don't buy much of right now is meat. Because meat is crazy. Well, we had a supply of wild meat, and then we also had a supply of meat from my cousin's cattle farm.
Yeah.
But that has run out. And so we're at the store the other day looking at like this meat in the grocery store. Just, it's crazy. You go to Costco.
So now you've got a farm. You can start growing cows and pigs.
Maybe
and
eventually, yeah. Yeah, maybe eventually I'll have to.
Johnson Family Farms.
We're at the Costco, and like it used to be somewhat affordable, and I'm like, you get these roasts, they're like $70. What the?
Yeah,
beef. So I would say we're definitely eating less meat because of that. Anything you've cut out of your grocery
eggs.
Bill? Eggs for you?
Eggs, yeah.
Really? That's an interesting one. I can't sacrifice my eggs because I need them on the weekend. I have noticed
the
price.
But I'm not a huge breakfast guy either, right?
True. So yeah, I guess you're not.
I'll eat a stew for breakfast.
Stew instead of eggs. It's interesting. What have you cut out? Eggs is an interesting choice. But it is like $7 for a carton now. I get it. 780-989-0957.
Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
There was a thread that went viral about what people are doing to save money at the grocery store. How are you saving money? What are you cutting out? Jimmy was saying he cut eggs out of his budget. Some of the things on that thread were like tomato sauce, you know, prepackaged tomato sauce. They're like, it's way cheaper just to buy canned tomatoes and make my own. Any meat I buy is bone in. That was another thing. Bread. Started baking my own bread to save some money. Snacks. Any little snacks. We got some texts at 780-989-0957. Wes just eats cookies now. Prepackaged dad's cookies from Costco. He said hard, crusty, wrapped in plastic. Yeah, you need a hearty cookie, something you can dip in your coffee. And then Crazy Canuck said he buys his meat direct from the farmer, half a cow, for $750. That's a good deal. It lasts a long time.
And also hunting. Because we have Army Chris. Army Chris, he goes hunting every fall, and I get some meat from him.
He goes to a Walmart parking lot in Grand Prairie and
just waits for something to drive
waits
by.
Waits for something to run by. They set up a tent and everything.
Yeah.
You go down to the River Valley and catch squirrel and groundhog and all sorts of things. It's pretty high in cholesterol, I know.
This is a Short Minute with Jimmy.
What do you got, Jimmy?
The ballerina is making a huge, at CineCon, like they have the trailer coming out and stuff like that.
This is a John Wick thing, right?
It's
like a spin-off?
It's a spin-off of John Wick. The ballerina, remember, the ballerinas were where they trained, and I think
In the first one, I think you see them, and there's like these ballerinas, but they're killers or something like that.
Yeah, they're trained to
so they're doing it. It's a
pain.
Movie or a series?
It's a movie.
Did the spinoff, The Continental, did that ever do anything? Like, was it any good? I know Mel Gibson was in that, but I didn't hear it, other than you talking about it once or twice.
They watched it, and a couple people liked it. I wasn't a fan.
Oh,
I couldn't
really?
Get into it.
Not enough magic powers or crystals or anything?
Not enough violence.
Yeah, that's a problem for you.
I know.
You have a sickness. You need that violence. That was out. But then the ballerina is a movie that's coming out. Okay.
It's
another spinoff.
It's coming up right away, June of 2025. So
that's actually pretty soon. For you? June 2025, that's only like a year away. But usually when you talk about movies, they're like 5-6 years away. So this is pretty soon for
Anna
you.
Anna de Armas, I think I said her name right.
Anna de Armas.
She's
Cuban.
She's been in a lot of stuff. She was in The Blonde, where she played Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. I heard that movie
Blade
sucked.
Runner.
She was in Knives Out.
And Ghosted. I really liked that one. That one was quite funny, actually.
Okay. So she stars in it as the ballerina.
Yeah. She's training the assassins.
Was John Wick a ballerina?
He studied... He was there, remember? Because
did he know how to dance? Why didn't they showcase that more? That's what those movies needed, actually.
Was him dancing?
John Wick in tights, dancing.
Because the
while
tattoo
he's killing people?
On his back was the key was similar to the key that he had. Remember, I think it was in the second.
Oh
one.
Yeah, that's too nerdy. You're starting to match up his tattoos to keys and. There's a ballerina movie coming up.
Bruce Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Why do I want a no-name phone? The no-name brand has such a stranglehold on me. Like, something about the yellow packaging and the way they just name their things. Chair. Beer. It just gets me. I see the no-name packaging and I'm like, want it. They just unveiled the no-name phone plans available at your local No Frills, Jimmy. One of your favorite places to go and shop. You need to get one. You have to. I think you need
I kind of do, don't
There's
I?
There's smartphones, too. It's not like you're going to 7-Eleven and getting a burner phone. You get a smartphone. You're the poster boy for No Frills. Like, you shop there all the time. You get all your groceries there. You get all your clothes there. Everything. You need a No Frills phone. I guess it's connected to the President's Choice mobile plans, which are, of course, connected to Bell. So you're going off bell towers and everything else. Like I said, Jimmy, you get everything from No Frills. You need a no-name phone plan. And they're pretty cheap. They start at $20.
Yeah.
And the most expensive you can get is $50 a month. So I might have to get one.
Yeah.
I got to look into it. $50 a month? That's pretty tempting.
In the Harvard Media News Center, this is Cruise News.
The senior scientist from the city's pest management laboratory says that dry conditions have made for a slow start to the mosquito season. Mike Jenkins said he's our scientist. He said they are starting the mosquito control program this week, targeting larvae and standing water in ditches around the city. He said they're treating it with larvicide that kills mosquito larvae but is non-toxic to most other organisms. At this point, he said they're not expecting a lot of mosquito activity in the spring. It's been when they look in the water, which there isn't a lot of standing water right now. There's not much going on there. They said you can help control mosquito populations in your yard by clearing stagnant water from eavesdrops, bird baths, ponds, and rubber tires. It's amazing how many mosquitoes can come from like an old tire that has some water in it. I remember we did that one year in our yard in Saskatchewan, where like we just went and cleaned up old tires and it made such a difference in the mosquito population. So yeah, if you got a bird bath or whatever it is,
or even wet leaves.
Yeah. Anything like that. Just clean it out. And you'll help with the mosquitoes, maybe.
Cruise FM.
All right, so another update on the whole 4-liter jug of vodka controversy. Who would have thought that this would be one of the biggest stories this week? Milk jugs full of vodka that we're selling for $50 in Alberta.
That's
but
crazy.
Here we are.
Yeah.
This is what people
We've
keep
talked
talking.
About it for 3 days already.
The cabinet minister who is in charge of Alberta's liquor industry says he will not impose floor prices for alcohol on the shelves in liquor stores. So after coming out and saying, this has got to change, this isn't right, now he's come out and said, okay, I'm not going to interfere.
Oh, could you imagine the riots?
Well, that's what didn't make any sense to me, was he got upset about this milk jug of vodka.
Okay, yeah.
But he said, oh, they're following all the rules, everything's correct. It's all packaged correctly. They're not breaking any rules, but it's still against the spirit of Alberta. And I'm like, who? Who is upset about that jug of vodka? I don't know anyone upset about it.
Why doesn't anyone say anything about the 4-liter boxes of wine that
True.
You get for $30?
True. You know a thing or two about that. You could buy a massive box of wine. You're right. Why can't I buy a milk jug of vodka? You know what happened was he probably got a couple of emails from, I don't like to use this term, but it does sum it up. He got a couple emails from a Karen, right? There was a Karen that was upset about it. They sent him an email because they always know the right people to email, right? They always know who to complain to.
Yeah.
He jumped the gun. He did his little press conference, got all huffy about it, and said he was going to look into it because he assumed that's how everyone felt. I don't know. And then some of his colleagues, who probably like cheap booze, they're politicians, told him to get back in line. I think that's what happened. So that's my guess. So, yeah, he will not be imposing a floor price on alcohol in the liquor stores. They did say they're going to stop making the milk jugs of vodka, though, T-Rex Distillery. So.
That's stupid.
They'll probably be more popular than ever now. I saw one of my friends posted on Facebook. He was having a party for the Oilers game.
I want one.
And he had two of them on his house.
The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
Do you like black coffee, gin and tonics, and dark chocolate? Well, if you said yes, you may be a psychopath. Researchers looked at the personalities of people that enjoyed bitter-tasting things and determined that if you like bitter-tasting things, you may be sadistic and a psycho. Do you enjoy a warm cup of black coffee in the morning? Well, good news. You might also be a serial killer. They also went further with the study and said, okay, if people that like bitter things are psychos, then let's see what kind of car do they drive. And those same people, this won't surprise you, typically drove BMWs. I actually don't agree with this study. The BMW part, yes, that makes sense. But the part about people who drink black coffee and eat dark chocolate being psychos, I don't think that's true. The real psychos are the people who don't drink any coffee at all. You're telling me you wake up in the morning and that's it? That's just how you live? You get up and you don't want anything to boost your morning? You wake up, you have breakfast, and you go to work?
Avoid those people.
Those are the true psychos, if you ask me.
More variety than rocks. 95.7 Cruise FM.
So the Oilers could be the last team to ever play against the Arizona Coyotes. I don't know if they keep the Coyotes name if they moved or not. Do Coyotes Utah make sense?
Wasn't the Coyotes, they were the Jets first, weren't they?
Yeah, they went from Winnipeg down to Phoenix and then became Arizona Coyotes. There's reports out there, if you missed it, that the NHL is going to relocate the Coyotes to Utah as soon as this next season. I wonder if the NHL is embarrassed about them playing in a college arena. Like, maybe that was the final straw because it's been such a long time coming. I get the idea of like why they thought maybe a team in Phoenix would work at first. You know, I think they were trying to cash in on the Snowbirds plus the TV market. What I've read is they really wanted that TV market. But with the Snowbirds, that's who they were kind of relying to go on to games, I think. They forgot one crucial thing. Snowbirds don't really want to spend the money to go to NHL games. At least the ones I know. The people that I know that go to Arizona for the winter aren't interested in season tickets to the NHL. They want to go down there.
I find it strange, though, Salt Lake City, because it's only 200,000 people.
I think population. The area of it, though, is huge. So Salt Lake City might be small, but the metro population is 1.2 million. Yeah. Just kind of
like.
Do
they have a venue, or they're going to have to build one?
Oh, no, they have, I mean, the Utah Jazz, that's who's buying them. So the owner of the Utah Jazz is the one who's in talks. Apparently, this is all rumors, he's in talks to buy the team and then move them down there. And so they probably play in the same arena and then maybe build them. They've talked about Salt Lake City for years, possibly getting an NHL team. Same with Kansas City. That was another one, so yeah, could be moving down to Salt Lake City. But yeah, the people that I know that go down to Arizona for the winter, they like to drive around in golf carts, drink coffee all day. Not really that interested in going and spending money at a hockey game.
Someone just texted in and said the owner of the Coyotes is keeping the name. So if Utah buys them, they have to get a new name.
Call them the Jets. We'll have two Jets teams.
Cruise mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
Do you ever wonder how long you could possibly live for? Like how many years you might go? You're turning 50. You got to be starting to think about that, Jimmy, hey?
Oh, I'm going to live forever.
You think so? But realistically, like, do you think you'll hit 100? You think you're half done at 50? Or do you think you're a little more like 75%? 80% done?
I say about 75, 80.
Okay, 75, 80 years old. Yeah, you know the whole thing like about like how a 50-year-old today compared to a 50-year-old when you were a kid. You look at pictures of your grandparents, and when they were 40, they looked ancient, where people look younger and seem younger now. I do wonder if people will start to live longer, but researchers in the Netherlands have found the maximum ceiling life for humans. They say they've discovered it. So for a female, they say it's 115 years, and for a male, 114 years. They said on average, people are now living longer, but we're still not pushing it much past 100. So average, yes, we live longer, but there's nobody living to like 200 years. The oldest woman to have ever lived for 122 years, though. Could you imagine? She was born in 1875 in France.
Oh, wow.
And died in 1997. This is insane. When she was born, the car wasn't even invented yet. And when she died, we were all dancing to Spice Girls. That's a little wild to think about.
That is.
The changes that she saw. Anyways, yeah. Curious. Well, I guess we'll find out, Jimmy.
Eddie that rocks. 95.7 Cruise FM.
Okay, so we talked about that bill that Danielle Smith introduced yesterday, which gives them control over federal funding for municipalities and universities in Alberta. Essentially the same kind of thing that Quebec has, she wants to have here. So if Trudeau calls and says, hey, we want to give you money for housing, they have to first run it by her government, and then they can give the thumbs up or thumbs down. And we kind of said, like, what are they doing? Just take the money. Why are you trying to fight them on money? Just take it and do what you want. And we did get some text people on the other side, so I thought, well, we should better read them for fairness, because we kind of dumped on her bill.
Yeah,
a little bit. Just saying, like, what are they doing? Just fighting, just trying to create division. So we got some texts. This one, they didn't have a name on it, but they said Danielle Smith is only protecting Alberta by doing this. Trudeau gave money for housing to municipalities that are not conservative. He's doing it to create more division inside our province. Let's not let this tyrant use his smoke and mirrors, talking about Trudeau, to make us fight each other. Have a good day, guys. Hammer said, considering municipalities fall under the control of the provinces, the Liberals are stepping into areas they are not supposed to be in. I had said, well, the province should do a better job of funding them then. Because, like, you know, Edmonton didn't do so well in that last budget, didn't get much funding. And he's saying, oh, maybe they should do a better job spending the money that they do get. Kevin, the mover, saying this is just Trudeau trying to divide us. So, yeah.
But all of this ends up turning political because, you know, Trudeau is giving it to the people that he wants, and she wants to give it to the people that
she wants to win over.
So, yeah. You know, Alberta doesn't, or like Edmonton doesn't get a lot from her government because she's Calgary.
Yeah.
Like,
it's true. It happens. You look at the budget and the funding and everything else, and it's because of who our mayor is. It used to be in Justin Trudeau's cabinet.
Yes.
As the transportation minister. So he doesn't get along with Danielle Smith, and we all kind of end up getting shafted for it. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, I think is the moral here.
The all-new Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy. Reminding you, you got this.
I saw this article talking about tech items through the years, and it was just about how technology has changed and grown and everything else. But they broke down the most popular tech items from every year. So the idea was you could look at the year you were born, what was the most popular tech item.
Okay.
So, Jimmy, you're turning 50. You were born in 1974.
Yeah.
How is it that you graduated high school in 2004, but you were born in 1974? That doesn't make sense. So anyways.
It's 1994.
The most popular tech item from the year you were born, 1974. Do you want to guess what it was? Do you have any ideas at all? in 1974, what it would have been? What was... The barcode scanner. So, you know, you go to the grocery store and they scan the barcode? The barcode scanner was born, was invented the year that you were born, which must have been huge. If you think about how fast it must have sped up grocery lines and everything else to be able just to scan it instead of punching in all the numbers. That was the most popular from 1974. Very exciting item.
You, CD player?
1989, I was born. The year of the Game Boy.
Oh, Game Boy.
So the very first Game Boy was invented the year I was born. That's a good one. That's a fun one, hey?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
The Cruise Mornings with Grant and Jimmy.
So this literally just
came in.
Just broke. I saw it like we were going to talk about Jimmy's drinking, and then 10 seconds before the Stones ended, I saw the story. No, we were talking about this. O.J. Simpson died. So
cancer killed him.
Yeah, his family posted on his Twitter account because he famously had that Twitter account. I would watch all his videos because it was so bizarre watching OJ on there. Hey, Twitter world. He'd start every video that way. They posted on April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer, surrounded by children and grandchildren. Ask for privacy. Yeah, OJ, like, I don't have much on this. I know he had, I guess, a lengthy battle with cancer.
It was prostate cancer.
He didn't really talk about it at all, I don't think. But 76 years old, OJ Simpson has passed away. Yeah, that's, like I said, it's just...
It just came in.
So, I guess, in February they announced that he had been diagnosed with cancer. I didn't see that. Yeah. Definitely one of the most controversial figures in history, wouldn't you say? Like recent history.
Yeah.
Obviously, football star, movie star, murderer, gets away with it, sent to jail, serves his time, and like, yeah, he's a bizarre character. This was not on purpose. This song is called On the Loose. Did not mean to play this after talking about O.J. Simpson. But if you missed that, O.J. Simpson has died at the age of 76. That's the end of our podcast, Jimmy.
You can listen to our show tomorrow.
Catch us live every morning on 95.7 Cruise FM.